Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding. And Coach, a couple of games to talk about on your schedule this week. You guys started the week out with North Union at home, and the Warriors just get the best of your team there, Coach. As right there, it's 12-11 in the first quarter. They kind of open it in the second quarter, and from there, North Union kind of going on, and they're going to win this game 62-48.
Yeah, kind of a vastly different game, I felt like, than over at their place. You know, over at their place, it was fairly close for all 32 minutes. This one, it was close early. Then, like you said, they really opened it up, and then we made our what's become patented run. I know, cut like a whatever it was, 16-18 point deficit down to four, I believe, and then just weren't able to get over the hump there late in the game. But like the way we fought back, as usual, you know, like the effort from our kids, defensive effort, but offensively we just get too many spells where we just don't get what we want on the offensive end, and it just makes it so much more difficult to compete for 32 minutes. So would have liked to have been able to finish that run there in the second half and get that win. That would have been a big win for us. But not meant to be, but defensively, seen a lot of good things offensively. Still got some stuff we need to clean up.
And you guys were able to get back onto the practice floor on Wednesday, and I know you guys were probably Wednesday spending some time on yourselves, but also spending some time on your what you thought was going to be your opponent on Thursday, Bishop Garrigan. But again, Mother Nature says not so fast, as we find out Thursday afternoon that you guys won't be playing Bishop Garrigan, and instead you're going to have to get ready now for North Iowa without another practice there, Coach. So take us through those couple of days between Wednesday and Friday when you took on North Iowa last night.
Just really fortunate we were able to practice Wednesday, right? I mean, Tuesday night after the game, you know, the way the weather forecast sounded, you know, Wednesday was definitely iffy, so just glad we're able to get in the gym on Wednesday and continue to work on some defensive stuff that we've been working on and try to, you know, get a little bit better flow on our offense. So just, like I said, glad we were able to practice on Wednesday. And, you know, we knew Thursday was extremely iffy too, and unfortunately not able to play it. We haven't played North Iowa yet, but obviously this late in the year, you know a lot about them. So as a coaching staff, you know, we knew what we needed to do against North Iowa. So, we just, you know, kind of put the game plan together on the fly there and were able to show up Friday night and play well enough to get a win.
Yeah, your team able to get past the Bison 55-28, the final score in that contest, in one of those games where you guys got out ahead, and then North Iowa, you know, they try to hang around. Huge third quarter from the Bison to bring them back to within 8 or 9 points, and then you guys really ripped off in the fourth quarter, outscoring them 20-4, and you're able to kind of switch up your lineups a little bit to get some other girls again into the game and get some more experience on them and some of your younger girls, Coach. Talk about the win.
Yeah, we used our defensive pressure to get out to the early lead. You know, got a lot of easy buckets in transition, that type of thing. But once again, you know, last night, just horrific offense all for about a stretch there. I think it was in the fourth, late third or early, I think it was the fourth quarter when we finally started doing some positive things offensively. But, I was looking over stats this morning and we made 4 field goals, I believe, outside the paint last night and shot 13% from outside the lane. So that's not a good recipe for success most nights, but we were able to, you know, a lot of the buckets we were able to get in transition allowed us to open that game up. And, you know, we got good shooters, but last night was not a night when anybody was making shots. And I think a lot of it's due to how we're getting those shots. You watch on film late fourth quarter, Jaden Jerome gets a 3 after the ball goes inside, kicked back out, and reversed to the other side of the floor for a catch-and-shoot 3. And we haven't had ball movement like that, quite honestly, to that high of a quality all year long. But that's, you know, we always talk about play through your post. It's got to go inside out. I always felt like it was better to shoot the perimeter shot, getting it kicked out from inside. and we just don't do enough of that. You know, we just settle for that quick early perimeter shot in our offense where there's just kind of no rhythm, no flow to anything. And so if we can, you know, if we can go inside out, get the ball reversed, I mean, those, you know, those are two things we've really struggled with, playing through our posts and reversing the ball. We always want to go back to the same side of the floor, and we preach all the time, you got to move the defense. And that possession, I mean, is just, in a nutshell, is why you do that, right? We inside, I believe, to Carly, kicked it back out, reversed it around the perimeter to Jaden for the three. So we just need more of execution like that offensively, and I think you'll see our perimeter shooting go up tremendously. But, you know, going into a game like today, if we only make four field goals and shoot 13% from outside the paint, boy, it's going to be a struggle. But, you know, our defense, once again, last night, you know, and like you said, North Iowa kicked our butts in the third quarter. I think they cut it down to nine or something like that. So we had to go back to, you know, a little bit of our pressure defense with our starters there to once again kind of gain control of the game. And then after we, you know, kind of secured that control again, then like you said, we were able to get some other kids some minutes. So a good win for us, but, boy, we got a lot to learn from that victory.
And, Coach, as you mentioned, it doesn't get easier today as you guys will travel to Algona and play the game that you were supposed to play on Thursday. It's the third time this game has been scheduled, and barring anything crazy, it seems like we're going to make the trip to Algona today. About 3:15 this afternoon, your team will tip off there with the Golden Bears. So a quick turnaround, less than 24 hours after your win over North Iowa, you're going to take on Bishop Garrick. And, Coach, how are you guys getting ready for today?
Yeah, it's, you know, I told the girls, you know, let's just go home and get a good night's rest and get up and, you know, make it a fairly routine, normal day and go over there. And, you know, we have nothing to lose going to Bishop Garrick. There's not, you know, there's nobody outside that locker room that thinks we have a chance to win. But the good thing about that is it's the only people in the locker room that got to believe you can do it to make it happen. So, you know, Garrigan's the same Garrigan they've been the last 3 years. You know, they do have a little bit more firepower shooting the ball coming off the bench than they've had in the last couple of years. I see they made 10 threes last night. And so, you know, you pretty much got to guard everybody, you know, and you got to hopefully keep Audie off the boards. But the key is going to be on the offensive end. You know, if we can score the ball, I think our defensive pressure can cause a lot of trouble, especially to their young guards that come off the bench, that type of thing. And, you know, they're shooting the ball. They got several girls, I think three girls, that shoot it over 30%. You know, one shooting 50% from three, another one's 40-some percent. But realistically, how many of those shots are in tight ball games, right? A lot of those shots are probably when they're up 20. Or more, so very little pressure on you, and with not much pressure on you, it's easier to knock down shots. So hopefully we can put them in a situation where it's a tight ball game and there's a little more pressure on those shots. And as long as we can secure the rebound and get down and get what we want offensively, you know, I like our chances to certainly make it competitive. And, you know, why not shock the world today?
Absolutely, Coach. That's the mindset that it takes to win those big games, and you know that. You've been in a lot of big games in your career, and you can take that experience on and pass it on to the girls. That you know, everything that I've seen, you know, from your team this year, when I talk to them, and I think it can be shown in all the comebacks you guys have made. I don't think there's ever a point in a game or any game that your team feels like they can't win.
Exactly, and you know, it's that mindset. You know, games like today, when you know, potentially we could fall behind big at Garrigan, and a lot of teams would be like, you know, the, oh, here we go again thing, and you know, Garrigan's just that much better, you're gonna blow us out. But like you said, I mean, we've been, you know, we came back from 18 down, you know, 15 down, 13 down, and you know, those 10-0 runs and that type of stuff that we make are crucial. So yeah, I mean, at no point today are we going to be out of the ball game until it's, you know, till the time's expired off the clock, and hopefully we're on top. But, you know, as people that watch Forest City girls basketball know, that this group especially is never going to quit. They never do. That's not going to start today. So we'll play 32 minutes. Just hopefully we can get, you know, like I said, enough shots to fall and get a couple breaks to go our way, and we'll see what happens. But my kids are certainly not going to quit.
And it doesn't get easier next week either, Coach, as you guys will turn around and have a couple of games. You guys will travel and play a ranked team in Class 4A with Waverly Shellrock at third place, and then you guys will have a makeup game with Eagle Grove, and then you'll take on West Hancock. So three really tough opponents for you next week.
Yeah, exactly. And Waverly, really looking forward to that game. That's a game I think we can get to. You know, they're a different team than they were last year, but a couple of the same pieces. Maybe from what I've the little bit I've seen from them so far, they're maybe a little bit easier to defend than they were last year, just because of, you know, having one or two pieces gone that were on last year's team. But so that's a game where I expect to go down there and win a ball game against a pretty good, like you said, pretty good 4A team. And then we go to Eagle Grove and West Hancock. And, you know, Eagle Grove, it hasn't been that long since we've seen them, obviously. But, you know, they played West Hancock within seven last week. So, you know, they're capable of doing some good things. And, you know, of course, West Hancock, you know, basically barring a last-second shot from North Union, beats North Union last night. So they're playing better as well. So, but, yeah, like, you know, we talk about one game at a time. So it'll be Bishop Garrigan today, and hopefully we can build off some success and, you know, get a big win today, and that will propel us into, I think, three more wins next week.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you and the girls in just a few hours.
Sounds good. Thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City Head Girls Basketball Coach Matt Erpelding.